Fantastic. Hey, there we go. What do you know? Welcome, internet.
Hello.
People.
Hi there.
People of the internet.
Welcome to the TNA show. I'm Anderson.
First call with TNA.
First call with TNA. That's Tyler. Tyler Wright, Ruining Radio. And I am Anderson.
What is that? What is that terrible voice affect?
It's my new voice. It's how I talk now.
Are you trying to be the NPR ladies from SNL?
All right, so Tyler, I'm barely alive. I'm barely here.
Yeah.
Heard terrible things about the After Disaster that I missed on Thursday.
Great things.
Heard
great
horrible
show.
Things.
We don't actually need you anymore.
Heard it was a scatty scat scat show.
Well, did you see the name of the episode?
No, I don't look at names.
It was an indecent poopozal.
Christ. And then I just got back. My little youngest sister got married over the weekend on 11-11-11.
Sweet.
And somebody sent out a very funny tweet.
She's getting some of that good honeymoon dick in right now.
That Bill Burr retweeted. And it's very funny, and it's about whoever gets married on 11-11-11. It's because they didn't follow their dreams, and they have a life of failure, and they're trying to fill a hole. And it was the hashtag was couples that are never going to make it. And you have no idea, Tyler, how hard it was for me to sit on that nutshell with my sister or my new brother-in-law, that tweet all weekend long. Because I thought it was hilarious. I thought it'd be really funny showing them that. But I realized I trusted my instincts. Well, actually, I didn't trust
maybe
my
your sister and her new husband are just fans of Veterans Day.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
No.
In fact, they're actively anti-government and anti-troops. You know, the support the troops? They're anti-troops. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was driving in here right now and through
it's
horrible
a good way
traffic,
to get here.
And I was listening to a previous After Disaster,
oh
episode
God.
Number
you should
six.
Never admit that. It's embarrassing.
Episode number six from the
what's
from the
worse,
beginning.
You listen to them or that I found myself listening to them like every now and again. I'll listen to like an older one or something. Just puts me in the right, you know, it's comforting. And then I'll like be out in public and I'll turn it down thinking that someone's going to catch me.
Listening to your own podcast?
Yeah, but no one has any idea. When strangers aren't going to see me in my car and go, that's him talking, and then he's listening to himself talk. But that's worse, right? Because I catch myself caring. I'm like, wait a minute. No one's going to put two and two together because no one knows you. Thank God, Anderson. All right, so go ahead.
So anyways, we were talking about cannibals, and you were talking about how you always wanted to eat this little part of your nose.
Yes, the little flap right there.
The frenulum or something.
I don't know if that's what it's called.
Is that
it's
the thing
it's where it, frenulum, I think, is the part that, listen to us talking medical, but it's the part that rips when you don't get your wiener cut when you're born.
Yeah.
Frenulum. No, I'm talking about the little thing in between your two nostrils. And it connects to your upper lip.
Yeah,
and
what the hell's that thing called?
It's tender. I think that would be a... think if we ate human beans, that would be like...
That'd be the delicacy? Yeah. That'd be the escargot of humans?
And like the little kids would go, that's gross. That's where that snot comes from. But like as you get older...
But it's marinated.
As you get older, you get into it. So...
it's an acquired taste.
Called off the After Disaster tonight. We're going to do it tomorrow, if that is at all possible.
Ooh.
Sorry, I have much to do, and I am very tired, and I feel like I might die. I really do. 3 days of marathon drinking, fighting, arguing, meeting new family members. And it's like, I'm not into that, but I don't know how many times.
How's your new brother?
His side of the family kept saying, we're family now.
Ah,
I'm like,
God.
Oh my God. Stop it. Yeah, terrible.
We needed some new people to fuck. Welcome to the family. Your fiance sure is awful pretty.
Now, last time I was in here was Wednesday night. Didn't come in Thursday. I had Thursday night off. I feel like I've been off for like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. I mean, it's just been nonstop go. One place after another, wearing suits. I mean, my whole car is still filled with stuff. It's ridiculous. So I'm sorry about the After Disaster, but we're going to do one tomorrow, so it's not that big a deal.
Okay.
That way Mike doesn't have to drive up from San Diego.
That's good. We should never be doing it on Sunday nights anyway.
Spent the day in the Salton Sea today?
The Salton Sea?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do not recommend. Terrible, terrible place.
Is that near the Salton Sea?
It's the Salton Sea.
So guys with big swords and big mustaches?
No, it's the Salton
praying
Sea.
Praying to genies?
And there's so many dead fish there that I realized, I was looking for the smell, what was smelling so bad. I looked down and I realized that some of the fish, and there's so many of them, had been rotting for so long, Tyler, that they became the sand. Like the sand was made up of crushed skeletal fish remains and scales. Yeah. That bad. And Stanley's walking along all of it. Yeah. His name was Dead Fish Feet for the rest of the trip. Dead Fish Feet. Get away from me, please. Dead Fish Feet.
Easy to say.
Dead Fish Feet.
For people who don't realize that Stanley's your dog, that's very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here is what we do on TNA's first call. We read the calls that are up. Derek is screening them tonight. And we pick one to welcome to the
show. Before the actual show begins.
Yeah, it's kind of like we christen the show.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can't read right now.
Okay. Okay. Why not?
Ooh, actually, I got this one. All right.
No, can you hold on? I'm getting a phone call. Please continue.
You should put it up to the microphone so we could have heard a little bit better. But it's all right. I don't want to hear that song yet. I see none of these are really... I can't have a good time with these people. What? Mm. Yeah.
My boyfriend's deceased a lot. What was that saying?
Okay, this is terrible. I'm sorry. This is the worst moment in TNA history, but here we go. Mandy, how are you? Welcome to the pre-show. The pre-show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Man.
Would you eat the little piece of the nose between the nostrils?
I think I'd try it.
All right. Fried or raw?
I think I'd have to have it cooked.
At least seared, right? At least seared.
A little pan seared. A little rare in the middle, but a little sear on the outside.
I wouldn't want to contract some weird human form of like mad cow or something.
Mandy, you kind of strike me as one of those people that would probably eat it if you knew the right place that sold it and it was kind of like illegal, but you'd still just because you like to try everything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so this is not the real show, so please do not hang up. Like, we had one guy hang up a couple weeks ago, and I'm still broken up about that because his fiance had just died. It was a serious call, and he didn't quite understand what was going on, and he hung up.
Right.
And I don't know if he's ever found the help that he was looking for because of this stupid show. So do not hang up, okay?
Okay.
So you're
And also, don't listen to anything we say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't consider it good.
That's true.
Sorry to offend me. It's okay.
Have you called into this wonderful program known as Loveline before?
No. But I listen all the time.
You listen all the time, okay. And you're calling about something very medical.
Yes.
So have you ever wanted to ask Tyler or Anderson anything?
You can say no.
No.
No, yeah. Okay, then we're going to talk about your call here because we have a minute. Tubes tied. Lots of health side effects since normal.
Tubes tied sounds like a really bad ride at Raging Waters.
Check out help. Now, can you please decipher that because that makes no sense to me.
She doesn't write her description.
Well, I'm going to read it again. Tubes tied. Lots of health / side effects since normal. Check out help.
What I was asking was, okay, ever since I got my tubes tied in June, my monthly problems have been getting worse and worse and worse.
You mean like when your bills come due?
Yeah.
Like monthly bills?
First of the month. Do they tie them in a bow? Do they solder them off? How do they tie them off?
I like the pretzel.
I'm sorry, Mandy. She
I
had
got a double clip.
Double what?
Double clip.
Double clip.
It's like something from gymnastics.
So they actually have like the little clip in there, like the little chip clip? But it's medical?
It's got a magnet on it.
I like that, actually, yeah.
Is it?
There's two on each tube.
That is crazy.
And can they just unclip it later if they wanted to?
They could, but it's...
And babies just come pouring out of you, right? All the babies store up, and then you just instantly give birth.
No.
I don't know anything about medicine.
All right, Mandy. Well, I hope your bills get taken care of soon. Dr. Drew and Mike and Simone will be on to help you momentarily.
Okay.
I'm sorry that you're having money issues. That's what she was calling about, right? Gardener.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah,
all right, guys.
Yeah.
Have a hell of a show.
Go fly. Garden.
Live from Culver City, California. Wait. Now we're live. What's that?
It's my way of checking mics. Check mics.
You check mics by...
My checker!
Moaning into them?
Oh, see? It doesn't work. Tell them, do the business part. Do the business part.
Ah, like the business part. This... What is happening? No respect for the broadcast studio.
None. Yeah, I know.
Why are you in here?
Get your jug
why
of
you
piss
in here?
Out of our room.
Kathy, why are you in here?
I have a job to do. Do your show.
What's your job?
I'm not interrupting you.
Oh, you absolutely are. It's hard to do the show like this. I feel bad for Simone. I'm sitting where I normally don't sit, which is with my back to the control room. And I feel like people are staring at me. I can't sit like this in restaurants either. I cannot be like facing a corner or a wall.
What are you, like a ex-CIA agent? You have to always have your eye on the doors?
Something like that.
Tweaker. I need a seat in the corner.
Tweaker. Tweaker makes us.
You're the guy who goes to the restaurant by himself and asks for a booth?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
The big corner.
I absolutely do.
Bert does that a lot.
When they say, sit anywhere you like, I'll take the biggest table.
Bert does that a lot. And like we'll be
look at I'm not interrupting your show, but I'm going to talk off mic about people that no one knows. Not interrupting. The utmost respect.
By the way, this is Anderson. That's Tyler.
Yeah, it's the TNA show. First call respondents. TNA show. All right, so Bert does that. Who's Bert? Bert and Ernie?
Bert Kleiman, the guy who tells us what to do.
All right, just ignore that voice.
Oh, fuck.
You know, God, he's a pain in the ass. So here's what we do on the TNA show, in case you haven't heard it, and I know that Tyler doesn't post these
it's
anywhere.
It's the first call with TNA. I know, I really don't. I haven't done it yet.
oh, wow, that's a good one. Yes. Ooh. All right. Normally, I scan the calls, and I try and figure out what's a good, nice, light, fun one for us, Tyler,
mm-hmm.
to take.
Mm-hmm.
I just read the first one. I'm like, that's it. That's where we're going. We're diving right into that one.
Canada?
And, yeah. We need to talk to Kevin in Canada, so why don't you punch up one there, assuming I did my job in the other room. Kevin, you with us?
Did you?
I did it. I swear to God, I did it.
Kevin?
Stall.
Jordan Stall? That's a hockey joke
Leslie.
For six of our listeners.
Leslie Stall.
There's a Jordan Stall, too. He has a brother, asshole. Kevin, are you there?
I am there.
Hey, there's Kevin. How are you,
How's
Kevin?
How's it going?
Welcome to the first call, because you are the first call.
All right, and Kevin, like I tell all our first call respondents, first of all, hey, have you been on with us before, the TNA show?
The TNA show, I thought it was calling Loveline.
You are. So that's the second part, is do not hang up after we talk to you here briefly, because we had someone do that.
Okay, not going to happen.
It was very sad, because he had just lost his fiance.
No.
And he lost the call.
And then we lost the call. Yeah.
So his life is full of losses.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm not hanging up.
Yeah, so we're just giving you a little warm-up. We're making sure that Krista's doing her job properly, and she actually has good live wires on the other end of this call.
Well.
Yep.
And so far, Kevin.
Yeah.
You're living up to it. So I wanted to talk to you real briefly about your girlfriend, if it doesn't hurt too much.
Well, we're not exactly actively together after I found out what happened with us. It wasn't the best. It's pretty devastating.
Okay. Very devastating, yes. Would you like to go ahead and tell what that is?
Well, I was going through her phone, and...
like all good boyfriends do, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trusting relationship.
She did this to me previously, and she found out something stupid. I figured I'd probably just find out some minor infidelity or her flirting with some guys.
Right,
but,
something minor. Mm-hmm.
To my devastation, she was... I found what appeared to be a conversation with her and a girl booking her calls for an escort agency.
Now, how would you jump to that conclusion? Because I would have no idea.
At first I was pretty alarmed. I didn't know what was going on at first, but she was talking to this woman on her phone, and BBM texting or whatever it is.
Uh-huh. This is your email now. You're reading this, and there's a lot of professional talk going on. Numbers, phone numbers, money numbers.
Basically, what it was is she first asked her, okay, so I'm Violet, I'm booking your call today. Just curious, do you do any fetish stuff? And she's like, fetish stuff? What do you mean? And the other girl on the line was like, you know, anal couples, golden showers.
Well, okay, what was her response to that?
Anal couples coming at Thursday nights on NBC.
Her response was anal and couples, but that's extra.
Oh, really?
I'm like, whoa, like this is the girl that I'm in love with. And
in love. How long have you been with her, Kevin?
I was in love with.
You're 20. How long have you been with her? And be prepared to repeat most of this,
but in a better way.
I've been with her for about 7 months.
7 months. Okay, love, 7 months. But that is Canada you're calling from. It says Canada. let me guess. Toronto?
Yep.
Yeah.
T-Dot.
This is what happens up in T-Dot.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Slim Pickens up there.
Have you noticed the CN Tower looks like a lightsaber?
Or a dick,
yeah. I bet it really does to a lady. It looks like a money sign to your lady. Hey, you're trying to forgive her now? You're thinking that there's a way to confront her?
I want to forgive her. Part of me wants to forgive her, but all my friends...
I bet I can guess which part.
Tyler.
What?
He's suggesting the CN Tower wants to forgive her. but go ahead.
I would want to forgive her.
I don't know if I completely 100% buy your call. Honestly, if I was a screener, which I'm not, but if I was...
I can send you the texts of her...
And we could give them to Mike and Drew, and Drew could be like... we could get her on the phone, and then Drew could play... what's his name?
Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen.
Yeah, Chris Hansen.
I don't really appreciate that. But okay. I have it on. I took a video of her phone
Took a video of her phone.
It's up on YouTube. You're a cheating bitch.
No, like I just bought.
Let me ask you this question, Kevin. This is gonna be painful for you to answer, but I want you to think about it before you do. Okay. Has she ever had anal sex with you?
Once.
Only once. Because she does that for money, apparently.
Well, she was on her period once, and that was more convenient. But after that, I've been running around the last couple of days.
Kevin, what's her name?
Shit like that.
What's her name?
Her name is Molly.
Now, did Molly tell you she had like a normal waitressing job, or?
She told me she wasn't working and her parents were supporting her.
Mm-hmm. So you guys didn't live together.
She told me she worked in the hospitality services.
But, did it make you feel any better to know that she had a madame and not some
pimp? Yeah, that she's not fucking street walking or anything like that.
Okay, we're not going to be cussing like that. Language, yeah, that won't work for the real show. Okay.
Yeah.
So it made you feel a little bit better. And you're trying to find it in your heart to forgive her.
Well, I just want to know if that's completely ridiculous. Like, people I talk to say, I want to put myself into situations that are self-torturing.
Mm-hmm. I feel for you. Are you
do you know what
fan?
She was charging for couples and anal and golden shower?
I talked to her and
rates.
I confronted her about it and she admitted it to me.
We are in a recession.
She told me she was really desperate for money and she was charging. She knew some unsavory characters that hooked her up with this and she was getting $300 per person.
That's not very much. I dated an escort for a very short period of time. Yeah.
Yeah, you the did best for one night?
No, Tyler. Actually, I did take a hooker out once. My friends paid for it, but dear. And she would took her to a karaoke bar, and she refused to karaoke. And then she started talking about her kids.
In Canada, here on the edge, is my show syndicated the next day? Or I
have no idea how things work. Okay. But listen, Kevin, did you guys get past it at least to the point where she talked about some of the more famous people she may have slept with? Like, I want to know if she ever had sex with like Dion Phaneuf or Sidney Crosby. No. And Anze Kopitar.
She claimed to me she only did this 3 times, and then I told her in those 3 times, from what I saw on the text message history, she like had an 3 8-hour shifts, basically, of maybe 6, 7, 8 guys within 8 hours, and then one of which times she came over and slept next to me and had unprotected sex with me.
Oh, yeah, you can never, ever forgive this woman. All right.
Figure out a better way to tell your story when they get you on air.
I hope that Mike takes your call. I think it's a very good call. I do believe you. I tend to believe you at this point. However, if he doesn't take your call, I apologize. Surgeon.
All right.
We're go, flat.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
That was the most important thing.
Yes. Citizens of the world, I have exciting news.
Citizens of the world unite.
Not only are you listening to the first call with Anderson Cowan and Tyler White.
TNA.
10 minutes before Loveline kicks off.
Check.
You know what happens on April 12th, 2012, Anderson? 4/12/12?
No. Is that when Columbine is...
No, that's 4/20.
Remembered?
Mr. Rayleigh himself comes back.
Ooh, Tom Likas. Ooh, yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that. Are you?
Dump that bitch.
Kind of. Not really, though.
I'm excited for one reason, because on the Film Vault, we make reference to him, and on the After Disaster, we make reference to him. And it'll be nice to know that more people, more percentage of our listeners will know what we're talking about now. That's all.
Yes.
That's the whole reason. Now, if that's official, where is he coming back to?
I saw it on a Facebook ad today. It was down the corner. It was like, the Tom Likas Show.
Is he going to be in here?
I don't know. Yeah, he's gonna be on the. He's actually gonna be on the After Disaster.
Because for years and years, for those of you who may not know, Loveline and Tom Likas, we shared studio space.
They were in bed together.
It wasn't easy. Toughest.
He takes up some space.
Second toughest crew I've ever had to share studio space with. Second toughest.
Who's the first? Me.
Can't say it because we currently do. All right. So, welcome to TNA.
Thank you.
Got any topics you'd like to talk about, Tyler? We have 7 minutes.
How about power?
Let's talk about the power of the Salton Sea.
Okay.
Let's not talk about that ever again. Let's move on. I was cringing when I was driving home last night. We're talking about the After Disaster last night. And I got to say that our little catchphrase is, this is the worst show we've ever done. But last night, there was just no entertainment value in that show, I don't think, last night.
There was a little bit. Like at the end when I found the techno song that you hate more than anything.
That wasn't good. I didn't enjoy that.
San Francisco.
Tokyo. Hong Kong. Austin. San Francisco.
Alhambra.
San Francisco. No, I'm having flashbacks to last night's show. Terrible. All right, so here's what we do on the TNA show. We talk to the first caller.
And we make fun of the calls that Krista lets on. And she's a terrible screamer.
We make fun of Krista Gaga.
Who last night I made fun of because she's stupid.
Got a really dirty look. I forgot that she could hear me in there. She actually believed that I left Stanley for four goddamn days in my apartment by himself with food in the bowls. I'm like, I'm just going to pile up food in his bowl.
Why can you do that with cats, but you can't do that with dogs? Are cats not as stupid as dogs? Or?
Why are cat people the worst people in the world?
I have a cat out of accident, not on purpose. Do I?
Okay, I'm gonna make an assumption right now.
Okay.
Just from reading Jenny's...
She's a cat person.
I
bet she's got at least one pussy, bro.
I was kidding when I said I hate cat people and cat people are the worst, Jenny. But now that I've read your question, I'm going to go ahead and guess that you're a cat person. Jenny, welcome to TNA show. Do not hang up. First call.
Okay.
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 If you had to pick a dog or a cat to save from the pound, what would it be?
Dog.
Wow. I was wrong. Okay. I only read.
Red.
But I do like cats.
Mm-hmm. So I was.
But I would save a dog from the pound.
And then you would give that away so that it wouldn't hurt your cat?
Oh, God, no.
Do you have any cats?
No.
Do you have a framed picture in your cubicle that says it's a cat dangling from a tree and it says hang in there? Do you have that?
No.
You don't have that? All right. Jenny, secondly, have you ever been on the first call? With
no.
Tyler and Anderson. Okay,
I've never been on the show at all. In fact, I haven't actually been.
You're getting two for one today.
About a year.
You've been listening to the show for about a year?
I haven't heard it in about a year.
Why?
I forgot all about it.
Wow, that is hard to hear.
I just stopped listening to the radio.
I see you're calling from Colorado.
Yeah.
Is it true that you eat a lot of granola?
Yeah.
So weird. It's so weird.
That is so just a stereotype.
I know, but it's true. So
and
it's
do you,
true.
Do you,
it's really good in yogurt.
Do you prefer the banquet beer?
I don't know what that is. Banquet beer?
Way to ruin everything, Tyler.
Of course.
Is that a banquet beer?
Why it's called the banquet beer. It's Coors.
It's called the silver.
No. Coors is the banquet beer. That's their tag.
Oh, shit. No. Well, no. I don't really like Coors. No, so no.
It's a silver bullet. Oh, well, the Coors Light is a silver bullet.
Correct.
No, actually like ports and stouts.
Port wine. And stouts.
It's called Noser.
Did you live in Oregon for a while?
I'm sorry?
Did you live in Oregon for a while?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Did you always live in Colorado?
Always in Colorado.
You probably don't realize this, but it's very strange, Tyler, to go to Colorado for the first time and see the mountains and go, oh my God, that's the bottle of beer that I'm drinking. It's
Rocky
the exact
Mountain.
Same thing. It's like weird. The peaks are all the exact
right
same.
Right there.
It's so bizarre.
Do the skiers have to wait till the mountains are blue?
Tyler. So, Jenny, you can talk about your question with us that you're going to talk to the guys about with us.
I'd rather just talk about Colorado.
Or we can just talk about Colorado.
I don't know. I'm kind of over Colorado for now.
Why? You know that we got a guy that we work here with. He loves Colorado.
I mean, yeah, it's beautiful, but
he loves Tim Tebow.
Could it be any further from the ocean?
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Colorado.
Born and raised.
Red Rocks Amphitheater is the greatest place I've ever seen a concert, and I've seen a lot of concerts. It's the greatest place ever.
Fantastic. It really is. I'm with you on that.
So exactly what does your boyfriend do in bed that you hate?
Well, I mean, it kind of started on this whole thing about am I kinky enough, and I haven't talked to him at all really about it. But the thing that he likes to do, he really likes to get off by me sitting on his face and him eating me out while he masturbates to cum.
Perfectly normal, perfectly
healthy. He masturbates to cum?
Like yeah,
he stares
yeah.
at cum and... Looks and thinks about it as he's masturbating?
No, what? No.
She said he masturbates to
come.
Yeah,
so he likes me to sit on his face while
I'm
he
literal.
Jacks himself off.
There's nothing wrong with that, especially while you're younger. You're 24. You're going to be heavier in your
What's that move
years.
Called?
I'm 24. He's not.
I know.
The Colorado jackhammer?
You're going to be heavier later on in life if you guys are still together, and you're not going to be able to do that without suffocating him. So let him have his thrills while he can. You know what I mean? It is kind of weird that he doesn't want you to touch him at all.
The Rocky Mountain thighs?
No, oh no. He wants me to... pinch his nipples.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to like reach back and pinch his nipples while he's doing
no,
it?
No, I'm sitting on his face.
Yeah, you'd have to reach back unless you're extraordinarily
no,
short.
No, I'm facing so that I can watch.
So,
Yeah, but still, you'd have to reach back. I would think your knees would go past where his nipples
no,
are.
No, I'm... Oh, no, not really.
Kind of?
It's not like I'm bent over.
I imagine that'd probably be one of the most embarrassing positions to be in for someone to stumble into the room and interrupt you. While you're like playing DJ on his nipples.
So wait, you got to use both hands on his nipples?
Yes. That's
how do you prop yourself? Oh, I guess so. If you're sitting, I'm picturing 69 still, but if you're sitting straight up.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could just reach down and yeah, you could be like
playing with the faders.
Yeah, playing with the faders, getting the treble and the bass just right on your with each of his nipples.
Pretty much.
Weird. Uh huh. Well, how long?
What a picture that is.
With him?
I'm sorry.
How long you been with him?
5 months.
And how long before
first
he
night
asked you to do this?
You know, oh, I'd really like, babe.
I guess it was like 3 months in.
3 months? That's not bad.
Wow, he held back for a while.
I've been with my girlfriend for 8 years, and there's still things that I'd like her to do that I haven't really
right
asked.
Well, and that's the thing, is that I know that he's kinky. I know that there are things that he's into that we haven't talked about.
How do you know? Because you've done a little snooping. You snooped.
No, because, I mean, we've kind of sort of had talks about it, but...
I bet there's someone somewhere he'd like to eat granola out of.
Tyler.
What?
Right. Well, probably, but I don't even think that's...
Guidance.
The point is I think that he's at a different level of kinky than I'm at, and I mean, I feel like I don't even know where I'm at.
Jenny, you're off the fake call. Really, you're off the fake show. You're going to get the real show now, okay? So hang tight.
Hang tight. Don't hang up.
And you'll talk to Drew and Mike about it. Yes. You start over. They won't take you down quite as inappropriate.
It won't be as fun.
Yeah. My mic doesn't work. Nothing works.
Your mic works fine.
I don't know if the calls do. Hey, Loveline, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on. Okay, cool. It worked. I was kind of sad. He's really nice. All right, that'll be the guy that we talked to. Wow, this is loud. Hey, Tyler, how are you?
Hey, Anderson, how are you?
Christ, it's loud. Welcome to the TNA show. First call. Anderson, Tyler. What's going on today, Tyler? What's the haps?
The haps is... Well, I don't know.
You have nothing for me.
I drew a penis eating a penis.
That's true.
It was beautiful.
Mike Catherwood claims. Mike looked at it, took it. He really took it in. Like he was drinking it in with his eyes.
Yes. Like, he said, I like it, but not like, oh yeah, cool drawing. He was like, I like it.
And he stood there and he stared at it like you would see like an art historian doing it like the Getty or something. Or the Louvre.
Like standing back.
I'm not kidding, too. He wasn't trying to put on a little show for us. He was actually looking at it, taking it in. He goes, I'm going to frame it and put it in my house.
Yeah. I offered to paint a ceiling to floor version of it.
I was very upset about it when he said that because you never offered him the picture. He just assumed that like it was going to be
true.
His.
Yeah.
And I feel like you probably drew it for me.
I did offer it to you. Yeah. You didn't want it.
I flatly refused. Oh, no, the guy that I just said hello to said hi back. He was all friendly, and Krista just hung up on him.
Well, it's probably a boring call.
Maybe not. Let's just start cold answering.
No, right, pick up the lines that she's on so we can listen to her talking to them.
It doesn't work.
What? Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
See?
What?
Oh, she just hung up. I can't. Hey, you want to screen a call? You used to screen calls.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Loveline. What's your question?
Hey, same question as the girl I just called. Actually, just the opposite. I want to know how to be more confident around girls, approach them, and actually hold up a conversation.
What's your current move? What do you do when you try to approach girls? Do you do that thing where you lick your fingers, then cross your eyebrows?
Tyler, please.
What?
Wait, what?
What's your current, what's your M.O.?
Oh, nothing really. Like, I've only done it once so far, and, it was at her work while she was working at a smoothie shop.
Mm-hmm.
I just started asking her questions about the smoothie, and then we just started talking about other stuff.
Like, are those boysenberries you put in there? Or are they blackberries?
How many free boosts do I get again?
Do you have the wheatgrass? Is the wheatgrass good for you? Does it improve your stamina? You didn't go straight to that, did you?
No. No, I didn't go straight to that. More along the lines of what was her favorite drink, and stuff like that.
Let me fill you in. First of all, dude, the call you just heard, you're listening to last night's show, so that didn't just happen. So we have no idea what call you just listened to.
Oh, okay. So,
second of all, you're not on Loveline. You're on the first call,
no,
the show before Loveline.
He thought he's being screened, which he is being screened.
He is being screened. But
Krista's really getting upset. Phone screener Krista. She thinks that we're taking her job, which we kind of are, but it's okay. So what would your question be to Simone and the boys? Simone and the Boys. We're going to rename the show. Simone and the Boys.
I guess not how to approach, but how to actually hold up the conversation well enough to actually walk away with her interested enough to hang out later.
I think, Krista, do you think this is a good enough call to put on? I think it's a good enough call.
I agree.
Krista says no, so that means you're definitely gonna, no, that means you're definitely going to stay on. That's how, that's how we do. Hold on, buddy. What's your name?
My name's Keith.
Keith, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Where are you calling from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis or St. Louis?
St. Louis.
As in East St. Louis is a scary place to drive?
No, like, I guess West St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go Rams. All right.
My way of approaching women is go to high school with them for 3 years and then start dating your senior year and then marry them 3 years later.
My way is
that's my only experience.
Is to pretend that I'm not interested in my little sister's friend for 8 years because it would have been illegal.
Your sister's what, 8?
My sister was 10 years younger than me. So
she's
when her friend was like 15. And I was 25. I'm like, she's really pretty. But saying anything.
That's a lot creepier in that context.
I know, but I wasn't like, ooh, yeah. I'm gonna get it. I was like, she's really pretty. And here's my girlfriend in the house with me right now. And I'm going to upset the girlfriend that I have right now by saying things like this right in front of everyone and my parents and stuff. Hey, Jillian, can't wait till you turn 18, huh? What about that? How about that?
How soon after she actually turned 18 did you 2 years. Did you tap 2 years. That, bro?
I didn't tap anything ever. Still not married. But, it took me 2 years before I actually made a move because it was creepy and weird. And then we kept it secret for like 2 years. Yeah. Nothing like secret.
Tap it on the DL, bro. DL tap.
And then I kissed her. You know what the first thing she said? She said right after I kissed her.
Like
I
was you so taste nervous. Like onions.
We dated for like 3 weeks before I finally kissed her because I move real slow. Either I move fast and get the hell out or I move real slow.
You occupied Jillian.
After the... I shouldn't talk about that, but I'm going to. But after I kissed her, I took her down to the beach, and it was all romantic and nice. And I'm like, I've wanted to do that for a long time. And she's like, I know. I just killed the moment, bitch. What the hell was that? All right, so I'm not going to.
She's like, I saw the way you looked at me when I was 15.
So I just came back from a camp.
On Iwana?
Meeting at camp, at my camp that I do, where I volunteer with the sick children. Mm-hmm. And we're having funny problems, as everyone's having funding problems. And we're having
funny problems.
I know, so did that. That's why.
The show's having funny problems.
The show's having funny problems, yeah. And we're trying to figure out ways to come up with money so that we don't have to cut programs, right?
Programs.
And I was thinking, we occupy rich people's houses with the kids. We just like tell all the kids, or hey, we're going to go over to Bill Gates' house or Oprah's house. We're going to sleep on, we'll bring sleeping bags because we're all used to camping out. And we'll sleep on like Oprah's lawn until she funds camp.
Do you know where Oprah lives?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have Google.
Do you think you can just type in Oprah's house on Google?
Well, you can see her, actually. She's that big.
Whoa. It's not Oprah.
That's so stupid. That was such like an 80s joke. All right. Show just died. Thanks to you.
You could do like the real life version of those, you know, those commercials where it's like for 8 cents a day, you could feed these children.
Yeah, who's going to pay for the commercial?
No, I'm saying like a real life. Like instead of like caroling, you just take like sad kids like door to door. Be like, for $2, these kids could go to camp and have fun before they die.
See this sick kid right here? Hobada, hibada, hibada. All right.
What was that?
I wasn't supposed to ever talk about that, let alone. I got that. This is Mike Carano style because I got an email talking about such things that are going on at camp. And they're like, please don't share this with anyone else at camp. Not
the funny problems?
Yeah, the funny problems. Let alone me talking about it. I didn't go into detail, but yeah. Jesus, what did I just do?
I don't know.
I shouldn't have talked about that. Hey, there's Oprah's house. Picture. Pull up Oprah's house. Yeah, that's her house. Right there.
No one can see this.
No one can see it except for us.
It looks like a fake house. That's our Hawaii home. I hope one day I can have my something home. If I can have something between my name and the word home, that means I'm successful. Because it'll be Tyler's...
shitty house.
No. at this point, I would just take a shitty house even.
Tyler's fake home? All right. I've been horribly distracted the last 5-6 minutes because I'm pretty sure that I left the speakers up in there.
So?
Yeah. I don't like to talk about Drew's kids that way. We need to occupy. That's how Drew got his kids in the colleges. He just occupied. He just took them down there and I'm asleep on the air. They're like, aren't you Pinsky kids? Yeah, but Dad wants us to do it this way. Said it would teach us things. They're just sleeping on the stairs of the dean's house, trying to get into the school. Oh my God. Okay, gotta go.
If you guys like the Salt and Sea, download the most recent episode of the After Disaster.
Check 1-2. Here you go.
Here you go.
Just be quiet. Be quiet. Sit and Simone. That
doesn't work either. Sit and Simone.
Ah, this show is awful.
Hey, you know what? It's slightly better than Dead Air. How about that? That's what we're shooting for.
That's our motto?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome to TNA Show 4. We never do the timestamp. Well, we should every time, but we rarely do. November. Someday of November.
Dateline. November 16th. 16th?
No, it's 17th? Like the, maybe the 18th. At least the 17th.
I don't like being directly across from you. This is awful.
So let's talk, Tyler.
No. I'm going over here.
No, Tyler, let's talk. Come on. Look at me. No, please, Tyler. Let's talk. Let's get down to the brass tacks.
Are we going to talk about how Bald Brian hates me?
Oh, yeah. I sent a little tweet out about how Bald Brian hates you. Yeah. That's true. He hates you.
I know.
He's a cancerist.
And someone said, who does he hate more, Tyler or Mike Carano? And I said, trick question. He hates the After Disaster more.
Bald Brian hates anyone without cancer. That's pretty much where his stance is. Yeah, that's where that's, you know, everyone's got to have a hard nosed stance somewhere.
So he's pro cancer. Is that what you're saying?
This is
sit
first
down
call.
For cancer.
This is First Call with Tyler and Anderson, and here what we do on the First Call is we talk to the first person of the night. We christen the show. We begin the show by talking.
With a so fine far, glaze.
So far, Krista is not doing her job very well.
Well,
one call.
To be fair, Breaking Dawn Part 1 comes out tonight. And,
I don't know what that is.
That is.
What is Breaking Dawn?
First and foremost on her mind.
Was that the Bestiality movie?
If that's
the zoology movie?
The Twilight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Drew says that bestiality is like street slang. And he refused to use it because I tried to get him to use it in a promo. And I said, you know what? We talked a lot about bestiality tonight, so why don't you put that in the promo? He's like, tonight on Loveline, zoology. And I'm like, Drew, let's...
zoophilia.
Zoophilia. I said, Drew, let's do bestiality. Take two. Tonight on Loveline, we'll be talking about zoophilia. And I said, Drew. And after it was done, I'm like, what? Did you not hear me? He's like, no, it's just Anderson. Bestiality is not a real word. I'm like, how would you know that? I think he was afraid of people thinking that he was like he had the lingo down because he was part of that world.
Tonight, Blumpkins.
I don't know what that is. All right, so would you rather talk, Tyler? I'm going to let you decide. Would you rather talk to my wiener doesn't work at all? Doesn't work all the time. What's wrong with me? That's Steve. He's calling from Minnesota. Or would you rather talk to Janine? It's a hot girl name. Who's calling from Florida?
Janine is not a hot girl name.
Yeah, it is.
She Janine has Garofalo.
Oh, good God. You just ruined that name forever for me. I forgot because I call her the Garofalo whore. Janine Garofalo we're talking about here. She is in Jedgar. Janine Garofalo whore.
Stop saying Jedgar. It's not the name of the film.
Jedgar. Jedgar. Gadger. Gay Edgar. She's in it, playing herself, as far as I could tell. She was an angry feminist. Janine, she's calling from Florida. She has an ex who keeps contacting her once I give in. He just ditched me. Why?
I don't want to talk to either of these people.
Therefore, we will talk to both. Janine, Steven, welcome to the program.
We can't do double first
call. We're doing double
first
call. Yeah, yeah. How are you guys doing?
Okay. Double fisting.
Hi.
Hi, Janine. I am sorry that you're named after Garofalo. Steven, are you with us?
I wasn't, though. Yeah. And my name's prettier.
Your name's the same.
Steven, are you with us?
It's the way it's spelled. Anyway, so long story short.
Okay, go ahead.
I have an ex that...
All right, well, just to let you know, we got to get the disclaimer. Okay, you are not really on the show. By the way, Mike Catherwood can hear all of this, and I have his microphone turned down, and he's in New York, and I'm sure if he is listening, he's getting very angry.
What's actually going on right
so,
now?
Oh, yeah, you just got screened, so this is not your fault. I cannot yell at you, but this is not the real show yet, okay? You have been...
Okay.
We spend more time explaining what this show is than doing this show.
That's why it's going to be awesome when you string them all together. You have been bestowed upon you the great honor of being the first call of the night on the TNA show. First call.
So usually that ends up translating to you'll be about the 26th call of the actual show.
Yeah, it kind of works out that way.
Oh, okay.
But what we're doing is we're double screening.
I'm okay
you.
With that then.
But so what I'm hearing is you like to go out with boys, and then once you give in to them and lay down with them in bed, they ditch you soon thereafter?
In the biblical sense.
That's exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a common phenomenon.
Phenomena.
I don't know. That's why sometimes you start to hate men after a while.
Well,
because they're so good at betting you?
How long does it take before you give in?
I'm sorry. Wait a second. We're getting off track here.
No, it really is all right on track. But actually, you know what? I'm not going to try and help you anyways because I don't really care. But these are questions that are going to be asked you.
You should say you're not qualified, well, no, actually, not that you don't care.
Anything. I don't care. But
honestly, you probably could help me, and then I don't even have to go on air with my question because I do kind of have, like, I would rather not go on air.
I can help you as soon as you sleep with me. As soon as we bang, then.
We're across the country, and that would probably never happen.
How long is it? Is it like one date, two dates? Do you sleep with them right away?
Do you know mushrooms are legal in Florida?
They're
actually
legal?
It's usually been like 4 or 5 months.
Really?
Yeah.
There must be something wrong with your vagina.
Oh, no.
No, there's something wrong usually with them, and I want to make sure that they're okay first.
What? What? What did she say?
I don't know.
There's something wrong legally with them?
No, I don't, with just their personality, I want to make sure that they're in it for the right reason, that's all.
So you date these guys for 4 or 5 months, and then you give up as
Mike would say, the vagina boozy.
Yeah, he doesn't say it like that at all. But yeah, once you lay down with them, then they're out of there within a week?
No, they're not out of there within a week.
What?
I've really had like one or two serious relationships, but I mean, I've dated.
I like this call. I'm going to be really interested to see where Simone, Mike, and Drew take this. So please hold on, okay?
And, I don't think you like me.
No, I like you a lot. It's just the real show's starting, Janine. I do.
And we have to leave because they kick us out because they get paid the big bucks and we get paid the no bucks.
Yeah, they're about to come out and shoo out the little people, or the inmates, as I like to refer to us ourselves. The inmates running the asylum. All right, hold on. We'll get you on the real show, okay?
Okay, thanks.
I like everything about you except for your name. It's true.
Legal in Florida and legal to grow in New Mexico.
Well, we'll be talking more about that on the After Disaster tonight, for those of you who care. Big show tonight. Big, big show. All right, bye.